MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Community members gathered in Las Cruces late last week to share feedback on a proposed land exchange between the Mescalero Apache Tribe and the New Mexico State Land Office. Many residents at the meeting expressed concerns about potential increases in noise, traffic congestion, and changes to property values. Mescalero Apache Tribe President Thora Walsh Padilla said the tribe's goal is to preserve its cultural heritage. If approved, 330 acres would be appraised as part of the exchange. Once the property is valued, the tribe would be required to purchase state land of an equivalent amount. The next public meeting is scheduled 6 to 7:30 p.m. on November 24th at New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum, 4100 Dripping Springs Road in Las Cruces. And Chavez County deputies were dispatched late Sunday morning to a domestic situation that was happening inside a car driving on the highway. The call came in about an incident inside a black truck with Florida plates. It was traveling on Highway 70 between Portales and Roswell. Deputies were able to catch up to the suspect's vehicle after it had turned off onto a dirt road. One man and one woman were detained, but investigators are still looking for another man believed to be involved in the incident. And Barber Springs, a natural spring located northeast of Carrizo Peak and east of the ghost town of White Oaks, creates just a trickle of water on a rainy year. Despite this, a Utah-based company, Kinetic Energy Storage LLC, has applied to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission for a preliminary permit to study the feasibility of a $2.3 billion project to construct two 110-foot-high, mile-long concrete dams to create 45 acres of reservoirs and a powerhouse for 187-megawatt turbine and a 161 kilovolt transmission corridor extending 37 to 79 miles across public and private lands. On October 21st, Lincoln County Commissioners approved a resolution formally expressing the county's opposition, citing inconsistencies with the Lincoln County Comprehensive Plan's natural resources protection goals and putting limited water sources at risk. The resolution directs no county permits, authorizations, or cooperation be granted unless authorized by county commission and calls for the FERC and the New Mexico Office of the State Engineer to deny or condition any water rights or project approvals. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.